don't throw it off too much. What a friend we have in Jesus. My pastor would stand up after we sung all our new songs. My pastor would stand up and sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. When people didn't sound like it was in order, but what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Oh, because we do not care. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Everything to God in prayer. Sing the third verse. You know that? Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Do thy friends despise, forsake? Oh, take the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a solace there. Just say praise the Lord. Just say thank you, Jesus. Just say praise the Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Just say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, oh, thank you. I ain't in no hurry. I'm tired of being in a hurry coming to the house of God. Oh, Jesus, he done so much for you, you can't tell it all. Thank you, Jesus. And he deserves the honor. He deserves the praise. Now, some of y'all got to go to work. I'll understand that. But he gives us the power to go to work. He gives us the power to get wealth. He gives it. Hallelujah. So you need to pray, and you need to praise the one who gave you everything. You couldn't move a finger without him. Not one finger. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He takes us through trials, tests. I heard everybody talk about trials. Everybody go through trials. Everybody go through tests. But look at you. There you sit. You said I couldn't hardly make it, but there you said. You said I didn't know what I was going to do, but there you said. It's wonderful. I said it's wonderful. So just tell him again, I love you, Jesus. Come on and tell him you love him. I love you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Woo, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I said I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Let me screw this down something. Hallelujah. I'm going to start in John, the 19th chapter. Praise the Lord. And then I'm going to pray that God will, because I've already asked him some things, and I'm just, I don't know about you, but in my life, I have made some stops and some starts. Maybe everybody, nobody else is like that. Then I get to the place, God, teach me a little more. I say, God, I want to go further. I want to go on. I've gotten to the place I want to go on. I feel a pull of God in my life. I ain't through with you yet. I'm not through with you yet. He's not through with you yet. That's why the devil didn't kill you, because he ain't through with you yet. You ain't going nowhere until God get through with you. You ain't got to worry about death, because death can't come unless God sent him. So we learn. I find that many times saints go through what they go through because they don't understand. Amen. So if you don't take notes, get a tape. Because you need to go over what God has said. People get up in this pulpit, it's what God said. What I need, but when you hear preaching, it's what God said. John 19. Yeah, you can call it Easter, whatever you call it, but God gave me this. When he told me it was finished, sister, now I know it's finished. You know it's finished, don't you? Do you really know it's finished? Come on now. Come on. Come on now. Because we need to come up with some of the stuff we say we know. Hello. And so I began to read, and I said, praise the Lord. Lord, I just help me here. I'm going to read a few, then I want to pray. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by, number 26, whom he loved, 19:26, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her into his own house. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were not accomplished, I done done it, I done finished it. Hallelujah. I made place for my mother of the earth. She was my earthly mother, but I respected her because she was the vessel that I used to bring, that I came into the world. And so he told John, who was the younger. We learned that on the tape. John was the youngest. Peter was the oldest. Was it Peter? Judas. Judas was the oldest. That's what we learned Friday night. And I'm thankful for all of that. I don't want to get into that. But I'm really thankful. And then after this, Jesus said, hallelujah, he made preparations for his mother. He said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were not accomplished. Have y'all read that? Okay. That the scriptures might be filled, he said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it into his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, the words that just turned my life upside down, it is finished. It is finished. You've been waiting, it's finished. You've been calling, and I saw myself praying. All of us pray, don't we? And we say, oh, God. And he done already told us what he going to do. We spend more time begging, I think, than we, because we don't understand. I'm going to read some scripture. I'm going to read the scriptures. We're going to read the Bible and find out what he's saying. So, Father, I said I'm going to pray. I thank you. I tell you now, I don't know what to do. I really don't. I'm just here in your hands. And I'm asking you to use me, God. I've come to the place I've lost the care about what other people think. I've lost the care. Something God put in me. Something happened to me. Something happened to me. It didn't happen when I got saved. It happened to me just recently. I don't care. All I want to do is please you. All I want to do now is get in your perfect will. All I want to do now is be used. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, I thank you for today, for these precious ones that have come to sit under the word. Lord, in Jesus' name, this is a terrible responsibility. People don't understand it, but it is a terrible responsibility. But, Lord, I thank you. I receive it. And I'll do my utmost best to walk in the new place you're putting me in. Do you not know you don't walk the same way all the time? God, it's glory to glory. I say it's glory to glory. Don't ever get satisfied until you like Jesus. Amen. Somebody said, that's right. I said, that's right. Okay, so we're going to go into Colossians because he said it's finished. And I had to do Colossians, but I'm telling you, Colossians. You know what he did at the cross? After he took care of his mother, all things were accomplished. But now he's working on us. Okay. So Colossians, I want to go to Colossians, the second chapter. The second chapter. I had to put that. The second chapter. Y'all be patient with me now. I'm going to start at the 14th verse. Maybe I'm going to start at the 12th verse. Buried with him in baptism. We're going to start there because most people, you know a little something about. Wherein also you were risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. I was so thrilled. We baptized my great-granddaughter, right? My great-granddaughter. My great-granddaughter was baptized. That's my great-granddaughter, right? She's not my granddaughter, right? She's Lindsay's kid. And she said, and they asked her, said, why, you know, the baby, she got baptized. And we asked her, somebody asked her, said, why are you getting baptized? She said, it is symbolic of my death in Christ. Who said that? Or was it Ari? Which one said that? One of the little kids. Melissa, did you say that? Excuse me, Melissa. Y'all give Melissa a kiss. Stephanie, kiss Melissa because I thought it was the other child. But Melissa said, it's symbolic of my death in Christ. When I get in this water, I'm coming up and I'm going to be live. See, I'm going to die when I go down here, and when I come up, I'm going to be live. Hallelujah. I'm buried with him in baptism. Now I'm going to live for him. Hallelujah. And the verse says, y'all having patience, ain't you? Okay. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened or made alive together with him, having forgiven all. Y'all see that? Say all. All what? Trespasses. Now, we study the scriptures in this church. And we study my sister Cynthia. We study verses and now we're studying chapters. And in this chapter, we studied the 33rd chapter, I think it was, of Psalms, 34th. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord. Y'all say that. Who know that? Get it on your computers. So I won't quote it wrong. Y'all got these little iPods and things. Do something with them. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord computeth not iniquity. Is that right? Is it third Psalms 34? No, 33rd Psalms. 34th Psalms. That's the one we learned last. There I am. See, Brother John know about this. I don't know, 33rd. Blessed, stop, no, 34th Psalm. You said 34? No, 30. Which was it, Cynthia? 34. Yeah. No. Blessed, there you go, sister. What do you say now? Read it. Uh-huh. Go ahead, read it. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, and in his Come on.
And
blessed is the man. The Lord imputeth not iniquity. And in whose spirit there is no guile. Blessed is this man. See, y'all wonder how David sinned and he got up and the Lord said, he's a God, he's after my own heart. Why he was at, but let me tell you something. Now y'all don't, he sinned, yeah. But you find David on his face fasting, praying 7 days and crying and weeping and reading his Psalms. Your sin, don't say, well, you know, David sinned. Yes, he did, but he paid too. He paid. But why was he a God? He's a man after God's own heart. Because he was a man quick to repent. He knew that God was his father. Now, see, stay with me now. Because a lot of times people get into stuff, they just sin, they don't know God, their father. Your father don't put, now I'm not telling you to go sin. Don't you say so, Dave, preaching that. No, I'm them old time people. I don't preach that stuff. No. I don't believe in fornication, adultery, none of that stuff. But I'm saying when you sin and you miss the mark. See, that's what transgression, you miss the mark. You get up and know you got a God that's able to forgive you. You get up. You don't stay down there and let the devil, oh, I'm saying something here now. I'm understanding this better now. You don't let the devil beat you to death because you die. No, you got something to do. He still got something for you to do. He's still saying that I'm calling you for this. You got a destiny. Let me say that. I say you got a destiny. You got a destiny. You ain't just here for nothing. And I'm going to tell you, the devil ain't going to sit back there and say, oh, she's so cute. I'm so cute. The devil going to fight you. He's supposed to. I was talking to somebody. I said, he's doing what he's supposed to do. It's up to us to do what we're supposed to do. If you here to listen, if you here, let me tell you, oh, Jesus, I don't care what you did. If you went to God and really asked him to forgive you, don't you go back and don't do that no more. Right. I said, don't you do that no more. Amen. But he will forgive your sins. Ooh, that's what's so good about him. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And then sometimes you need to forgive yourself. You do something and you know you shouldn't have did it. You know you shouldn't have did that. But see, there's a difference between iniquity, transgressions, and sins. Get the tape. There's a difference. I said, God, you know, you're so good. Hallelujah. There's a difference. Let's read and see if we can get into some of this. So, blotting out the handwritings of ordinances that was against us. Number 14. Blotting them out. Say, blotting out. And was contrary to us. Took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. He did something on that cross. I said, he did something on that cross. Hallelujah. And having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you. Because, hallelujah, Jesus. You know the Lord, you got, oh God. Listen, nobody can do nothing to you. You make up your mind to serve the Lord. He going to be your spokesman and your everything. Praise God. I want to go to Colossians 2. I went to Colossians 2. All right, I want to go to John. Did I go to John? I went to John 19. I started off John 19. Let's go back. I missed something. Shoot. I'm getting old. Durr. Okay, that's the one. Okay, Father, I didn't miss nothing on that one. All right. But you know, what I want to read to you in Colossians was that he defeated Satan. And you remember how he was up on the mountain and he went through those temptations in Matthew 4. And Hebrew 2 says something, so you can write this down. Hebrew 2, 4 through 2, 17 shows us how he defeated Satan. He broke down the walls of that kept us from God. You see, man had lost his fellowship with God. Let's go to Ephesians 2:14. We're going to go do some scriptures this day. Oh, God. Oh, I wish I could be one of these eloquent speakers, but I'm sorry, Lord. You didn't pick that. You missed me when you... 2:14. Ephesians 2:14. Ooh. But now in Christ, I got to read 13. You were sometimes far off or made nigh by the blood of Jesus. What he done, what he done. I say, what he done, what he done. For he is our peace, who has made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, containing ordinances, for to make in himself one of twain, one new man, making peace. Now this is about what God is doing now. And this is about him making everybody one. The Jewish people. Now this book is a Jewish book. Ain't you talking about now? But he came and preached peace to us that is afar off. And through him, number 18, we both have access by one spirit into the Father. So we're not strangers, children of God, and we're not foreigners, but we're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and we were built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the main cornerstone. You don't know what you are. You don't know what you got in Christ. You need to get in this Bible and study what you got in him, because he has broken down the walls. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank him for doing that. I do. Hello. He canceled death. You know, people scared to die. This is why they don't do nothing, because they're scared to die. But he canceled death. Let's go to Romans 5. He cancels death. Yes, he did. You ain't got to be scared of nothing, because you ain't going to die until he say so. You can do whatever he tell you to do. I'm scared to do that. You don't have to be scared, because you're not going nowhere until he say so. Jesus knew that. Jesus knew they would kill him when he went to these towns. But he know he had a job to do. He know it was the will of his Father. And we are praying. I heard somebody told me this morning, said, I just want to just get closer to God. We want to get closer to God. Every one of us want to get closer to God. Everyone. Amen. Because we see where we see there's so much to do. We see our little weak little selves, but God make us strong. We are strong in the Lord. You're not strong in yourself. Stop looking at yourself and look at Jesus. You're looking at yourself too much. Get your eyes off yourself for a while. Now I'm preaching other messages on that too. Romans 5:14. I was getting ready to read the wrong thing. Nevertheless, death reigned from Moses to Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the same similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Listen, I got from that, people were just scared to die. They didn't understand about death. No one understood about it. So they were afraid. But the Lord came to tell you, I've got the keys of death. You don't have to be afraid to do what I tell you to do, because I've got the keys of death and hell. Oh, my God. When you look at it, he got everything in his hands. Everything. Jesus got everything in his hands. He is God. He's Lord. He's Savior. He's Creator. He's peace. He's joy. He's holiness. He's everything that you need. I'm learning that, girl. God is everything that we need. Amen. Hallelujah. So I walked around last week. All my church know I've been having trouble with this hand. So I walked around and I asked Karen, what happened to your hand? And she told me what happened to her hand. And so every day I get up, I say, Lord, this is the day. And it still be there. I say, well, it'll be this evening. And then the guy said, well, it's the day. But it feels much better now. I say I'm healed this morning. I'm healed because Jesus say I'm healed. I'm not healed because I feel it. I'm healed because Jesus said I'm healed. I'm going to say what Jesus said. I say, I'm going to say what Jesus said. Amen. You go around looking at your situation, you ain't going to never get nothing. I say, you're not going to never get nothing. Come on, you got to do what Jesus said. If he say you heal, you heal. He say you save, you save. If he say, how do you bless, you blessed. Whatever he say. But I don't feel like it. You feel like you going to heaven? You don't feel like that? You ever seen Jesus? You got faith. You serving somebody you ain't never seen. You got faith. Come on now. You never seen him. Now, some people say they seen him. Glory to God for them. But so far, I ain't never seen him. But I love him. I get on my knees like a crazy woman. I praise him. You crazy too. And if you think you got to see something for you, I got it. You think you got to see something for you believing that you've been crazy this morning. Because you stand up there worshiping a God and praising a God you ain't never seen. Get on out. But we praise him. And every time we stop and we praise him again, don't we, sister? Because we feel him. We know he's in our hearts. We know he guides us and he leads us. Hallelujah. We know who he is. And God is telling us now, praise the Lord, you are healed. You are blessed. Praise the Lord, you got it all. Praise the Lord, you are my, hallelujah, I willed it to you. You didn't look in the wheel. I've been looking in the wheel. I've been looking in this wheel. I said, wait a minute, I spoke to you. Wait. All right. Look in the wheel. In the wheel, he said, I am God. All things are possible. Now, you sung that this morning. Lord, we just sang stuff. Oh, it's possible. And I said, oh, God, help us, Lord. I do the same thing. I'm talking about us. When I say us, I'm talking about us. He's a good God. I say he's a good God. Now, I want to go to the scripture. He made us a new covenant in Colossians 2 and 9. Somebody get that for me. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what iniquities are. The iniquities is the guilt of missing the mark. It's a fault, a mischief you got into. So when David said he forgave the iniquities of my sin, he said, I was fault when I looked at this thing and did it. He went out there on that thing and he looked at that woman. Now what he should have did is turned his kingly self back and went on back in the house. But that's what he didn't do. Let me tell you something. You said, you get into something, you better run. Uh-oh, I'm talking to somebody now. I said, you better run. If you know it ain't something you're supposed to do, be crazy. Get on out of there. Where you going? I'll see you later, honey. And get out of there. I said, get out. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm talking to somebody. Well, you know I'm weak. Weak where? You're not supposed to be weak. The Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong. You know, we gonna hit these excuses, sister. We the next three Sundays, we're tearing all this stuff down. We ain't gonna have nothing, what they say, a leg to stand on. not our leg. We're gonna have to find ourselves standing on Jesus. Because he's the one. He's the one. He is. I say he's the one. And so I was down and I was, and he told me, listen to this. My hand hurting, I'm down and I'm doing this, and I'm, Lord, I don't understand. You've always healed me, and I'm just shaking my hand and going through. He said, cast all your cares upon me. Now, I never took that scripture to mean that. I took it to mean when I was in some kind of other kind of trouble, but this is my care. I said, well, Lord, here it is. I said, I'm asking you to heal me. But you know what I said, sister? I said, I'm accepting my healing. I'm accepting what you did at Calvary. I'm accepting it, Lord. I'm accepting it. And my hand then started feeling better till I started accepting it. Now you wait, don't the Lord heal my hand. You just sit there and look. I can't see it. Well, you will. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what you do. You all are sick in your body. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. You got something you want God to do to heal you. Praise Him. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on now. I want you to listen. That is just not something wrote down for you to just read over and say, well, you know the Bible says, no. But the Bible say, by his stripes. I say, by the wounds on his side. By the lash on his back. He say, I'm healed. So now you say, by your stripes. By your stripes, I'm healed. Somebody say, well, you still say it every day, sister. It works. I said it works. I said it works. I'm a man of my mind. I'm going to say what God say. If he say I'm healed, I'm healed. If he say I'm saved, I'm saved. If he say he'll be my doctor, he's my doctor. If he say he'll be my banker, he's my banker. If he say my lawyer, he's my lawyer. It's time for us to believe God. He's been a good God to us. Hallelujah. So by his stripes, what happened at Calvary, that's what he did. When he told her, he said, now that he know all things were accomplished, that was accomplished at Calvary. Your healing was accomplished at Calvary. Everything was accomplished at Calvary. Oh, my God. We're healed. We don't have to be sitting up. I had scriptures for all of that. I don't know. Ooh, Jesus. I never do right, do I? Then I get it. I said, Lord, why come and I didn't read that? Hallelujah, Jesus. And transgressions is rebellion. So that's why them two words was in that same, he forgave the iniquity of my sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. The transgression is when you transgress. You know, like you trespassing something. Your iniquity when you look at something and say, and then that thought get in there. And then the transgression go when you walk into it. When you say, and then the sin go when it's full blown. You know, so when he said forgive the iniquity of my sin, David said, Lord, forgive me for even thinking about it. Lord, forgive me for ever looking at that woman. Lord, forgive me. He had went to bed with the woman. He just looking at her. He said, but Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for ever thinking. Forgive my feet for walking out there. Forgive me, Lord. And so he said, he forgave the iniquity of my sin. Because when he didn't get the iniquity, he went on to the transgression. He walked in a place, we'll say trespass. He trespassed. He trespassed. And one of the scriptures say, my trespasses. So trespass, you know what trespass mean? When they say, keep off the grass and you walk on up there anyway. They say, keep out the yard and you go anyway. What happened? You go in there and get bit too. Then you're going to say, I'm going to sue this man. Well, you shouldn't have been in there. Because he said no trespassing. Oh, that's the same way sin is. No trespassing. No trespassing. Because when you trespass, you're going to get bit. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Because when you trespass, you go. I think they like that. You go into somewhere you ain't got no business in. You didn't have no business there. And so when you got there, you trespass. Then when you get bit, you want to blame God. God, you know, he get out. He ain't never done nothing. I want to read Isaiah 55:3 to 2. Oh, he made a new covenant. Somebody, do you read Colossians 2 and 9 for me? Did I read that? I might have read it. Huh? Did I read Colossians 2, the new covenant? Read it, Al. Don't y'all rush me. Yeah. Is that 2 and 9? Read it all. Read 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. You hear that? In who? I don't know why people get it all confused. In Jesus. I said in Jesus. Amen. Go ahead. You complete in who? In Jesus. For he's given him a name above all names. Read number 11. You hear that? Go on. Read. And putting all the violent sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. What verse you at now? Go on down to 15. Go on down and read down to 15. Mm-hmm. All right now. Also you are risen with him through the faith of operation of God, who has raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, and quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses. You hear that? How many trespasses? We read that, but you read it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now y'all know what Isaiah 53 say. But I'm going to close with this. He fulfilled all the scriptures, children of God. We don't have, as Gentile Christians, I don't have to preach this to a Gentile. For we have accepted Christ. And we know that he has fulfilled all scripture. Who has believed our report, Isaiah said? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire. He's despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. And when I read that and saw people that were blind, they didn't know. They didn't know the Jews. And somebody said, how could they read this and not see Jesus? It's easy when your eyes is blinded. It's the people that's in the world now that, you know, God is so good to you, but your eyes are blinded. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But then the Bible say he was wounded for our transgression. I got another something on that. He said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. See them two words in there? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The chastisement of our peace was on him, and with his stripes, he bore our griefs. That scripture is more plainer when they say he bore our griefs, our sickness, our weakness, our distresses, and carried our sorrow. Pains, and he carried our pains of punishment. He carried our pains of punishment. Because had he not died, we'd have had died. But yet, we ignored him. This is the Jews now, because I hope that. We considered him that he was stricken and smitten by God. We thought he had done something wrong while he was on the cross. This is what the Jews thought. I need a clinic, somebody. Praise the Lord. I don't think y'all care about me blowing my nose. They stood at the cross. And they thought he was smitten by God. He was a pitiful man, the Bible says. And down the road, the Via Della, when he went down the Via, I sang that on Easter, the Via Della Rosa. I can only imagine. I preached it for years, but I can only imagine. We've never been in a place where we saw people get beaten like they beat him. When his face was ragged because they snatched the beard off his face. I read it. They snatched his beard off. So his face was torn. His head was pierced. He was a mess. For me. Hallelujah. Help me, God. But when the scriptures say God gave his only son, if you think you're going to neglect his son and not receive him, when he look at what his son went through to give you life, it ain't going to be very hard for him to say depart from me. Because he's going to look. Hallelujah. What he saw his son go through is in his mind right now. Stay with me now. That's why he wants you to believe your healing. That's why he wants you to believe what he said. Because in his mind is what his son went through to give it to you. And it'd just be a shame if we don't take it. Because he went through too much. I say he went through too much for us. Amen. So that's nothing that you need that he won't give you if you love him. And there's nothing you should not receive because he loves you. I said, Lord, you died for this. You died that I could have freedom. And you died for me to be healthy. I'm looking at 80. I'm galloping toward 80. But you know what? I feel like Caleb. Give me this man. mountain, Lord. I'll take it for you. Now, I don't want to admit that, but my body sure let me know. But I thank God, sister, I can still walk. I can still talk. I can eat. Good, yeah, child. Oof. Oof. Amen. And I had to get up and say, Lord, I don't need this. This second cookie here, this third cookie here. I'm so happy for Jesus. If I could just push in you everything that he has told me in my heart, you're going to have to pray for me to let me be able to expound it. Hallelujah. That's so you can understand it. Because God is your Father. He's your maker. He's your creator. And y'all know how y'all is about Johnny. Johnny just act a plum fool. But you can, you say, I carried this boy 9 months. I carried him 9 months. And you know how much you love him. You don't want nothing to happen to Johnny. Because Johnny came from your womb. Hallelujah. Well, we came from the womb of God. And he don't want nothing to happen to us. I'm trying to do it. Nothing you sitting here with that he cannot do. He said all things are possible. If you only believe. Hallelujah. Don't make excuses. I'm not going to. Don't make no excuse. Don't make no excuse. Because it ain't none. He's perfect. If you need healing, say, I've been praying for 50 times. But I'm telling you what he told me to tell you. It's finished. I'll finish your healing. I'll finish your distress, your pain, your sorrow, everything. I took it to the cross. I nailed it to the cross. You feeling bad? I nailed that to the cross too. You ain't got, I nailed that to the cross too. You can't mention nothing that he did not nail to his cross. Y'all ain't never heard that. But it's the truth. It's what he told me. And I'm telling you, it's a new truth. I'm walking in it. Well, you should know that. Well, I maybe should have. But it's better late than never. I say it's better late than never. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank the Lord that he's my Father and my God and my Creator. I thank him, hallelujah, that I can, he's so dependable. He ain't like people. Oh, no, he ain't like folk. You know, you got, sorry. Would you lead a message? You ain't never called God. He told you to leave a message. Amen. Somebody told me, say, you know, so they might have called you, but it was kind of late. Ain't never too late to call God. Amen. And don't you let this crazy notion people say, yeah, but he get tired of hearing the same thing. Girl, don't be crazy. You pray until you reach him. You pray until you push. Pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. If you have to pray the same prayer. Hallelujah. God don't care about hearing the same prayer. As long as you come in respect. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all get ready to see something. Sister Davis here. I believe God is God. Girl, I don't have to read. I can look outdoors. I can look at the moon. I can see the sunrise. I can go down the street. I be taking pictures of the clouds. They just so beautiful. And I say, oh, God, look at you. Hallelujah. I don't have to have much to see God. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I say, that's all that's mine. Look at them clouds, girl. I own some of that. Praise the Lord. It's my Father's. Hallelujah. And I own it. Y'all got this money in the bank? Girl, go cash some checks. Y'all rich. You're trillionaires. You know that man got $1 million. And I said, shoot, I got $1 trillion. Right. Well, that's as far as I go in my mind. I got a zillion. Praise the Lord. Everything belongs to God. I am his child. I am his inheritance. I have inherited everything he got. Praise the Lord. He got healing. It belonged to me. He got with peace. It belong to me. He got deliverance. It belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. And it belongs to you. Isn't that wonderful? Because we're all one body. So now, see, you can have some of that. I'll let you in on it. Yeah, see, we all one body. So if I'm telling you everything that belongs to me, I'm talking about you. And you say me. Me is me.
Right. Amen.
Is that right, sister? Uh-huh. Me is me. Uh-huh. Me is me. I thank God for Jesus. I do, sister. I thank him. One day he's going to come. One day. And I'm going to tell him now that I did my best. He knows me. Daddy said when I get to talking too fast, I just nobody can understand a thing I say. But I did my level best. And I'm coming back next week. Ooh, I got some more. I say I got some more. I'm going to find out who this man is. And I'm going to take you with me if you want to go. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Let's go to this thing. Let's go to a new land. Let's stop standing in the same old stagnant place. Keep going around this mountain around. I'm sick of that. Hallelujah. Now the Bible say these signs shall follow them that believe. We read them scriptures, but we don't think we up to it. You know what I'm saying? But I say, you know what, Lord? You're going to embarrass me because I'm going to be trying. I'm going out laying my hands on folks. Next. And I say, Lord, create me a clean heart. Put a right spirit within me, Lord. I want you to use me, Lord. You stop being ashamed to witness to that man you want to witness to. Go and tell him about Jesus. Go and tell him. Yeah, but they may not hear. That is not your problem. You're supposed to tell him. And it's up to God to do the rest. He is our peace. He's everything we need. I'm telling you, we're going to sit here and them kids going to outrun us. She already know what she baptized for. Good Lord. It's wonderful. I said, ain't nobody going to take what I'm supposed to have, though. I walked there. I said, I'm working this thing too long. I'm sorry. I can't let y'all. Mm-mm. He gave you something. You get your part. I said, you get your part. We all are destined for something great because God is great. God ain't got nothing that's messed up. I don't believe that, honey. God is great and greatly to be praised. Stand on your feet. I've delivered my soul. I did my best. And y'all was praying for me too. I felt it. My daughter told me, said, Mama said, you gave Brittany Christmas one time, the Christmas Sunday. And she said, my poor mama. You know, people come to hear the pastor preach on Christmas Sunday, you know. She said, my poor mama, she's so tired. Praise the Lord. So they've been praying for me, you know. That ain't what it is, child. I just, you know, y'all have to know something about me. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. I said, I'm telling you, I've been reading, and I'm going to tell y'all something else. I've been studying my Jewish roots. When I fell in with this Jew named Jesus. Now, you'll sit up and tell my child I don't love black folks. You loving a Jew?
That's right.
This Jew named Jesus? You, hey. You don't like Mexicans, then you don't need to be loving this Jew named Jesus. Because he a Jew. He ain't going to change to a Gentile just because of you. So many years ago, God began me into the Jewish thing. I didn't know what it was about. But it's our roots. Your roots. And this is why we so far. It's many things we don't know, they know, and we know, and they don't know. We need to get together and make one new man. Well, I'm telling you, pastor is into this thing. I'm telling you now. We're studying. The tabernacle, the Pentecost, and Shavuot, We studying the seven feasts. You would be surprised. Everything was accomplished on the day of those feasts. On the very day and minute and hour. When they was taking the lamb into the temple to be sacrificed. The priest was doing the thing out there. And they was banning Jesus. And they was banning the lamb. Because he's the Lamb of God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody should have went back and told him. Say, you know, something strange happening here. But you know, get your eyes open. Say, Lord, my eyes. Put your hands upon your eyes. And say, Lord, open my eyes. Put your hands on your ears. Say, open my ears. Put your hands on your heart. And say, open my heart so I can see. Because I'm going to tell you something. When he tore that curtain, when he tore that veil, that would have done it for me, buddy. I mean, I think I would have went back and looked over to something. I said, maybe they wrong. Hallelujah. Because it didn't start from the bottom to the top. It started from the top to the bottom. And God opened it our way into the Holy of the Holies. We ain't got to have no priest now. We ain't got to have nobody now. All we can do is say, here I come, Lord. Here I come. I come. I come. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer before we take the sacrament? We're going to take the sacrament. Come on, baby. You too, sweetie. Can I pray for you? Yeah, can I pray for you, darling? You say every time I go to church, they're calling me out. What's your name? Anna. I know you, Anna.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Always need
to. Yes, Lord. And your name is?
Diane.
Diane, I've seen you somewhere. No, I ain't seen you for some. You from some state, other state.